Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us around the Super Talk Radio Network this afternoon or online. However you find us, we're glad you did, and we think we've got a good show for you today. Bob Getty and Andrew Abbedy, we're in the Southern Bank Corps studio. And the opening segment of our show every day is sponsored by the good folks at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We do appreciate all they do. Kelly out for a while. He'll be back, 8 or 10 days. In the meantime, Andrew and I will hold the fort down. Great show for you today. Braylon Braxton, of course, the new quarterback at Southern Miss. We're going to hear from him a little later in the program. But right now, we want to introduce Katie Harper to the Super Talk Eagle Hour family across the great state of Mississippi. She is a reporter for the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And, yes, she covers James Madison University, which is picked to win the Eastern Division in football. And Katie, glad to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. So James Madison seems to be the media darling of the East. And, as I told you off the air, they've been pretty remarkable in the things they've achieved athletically. But what will be the strength of this JMU football team that everybody thinks will dominate the East?
I think the biggest thing for them right now is just the depth that they have throughout the roster. There are very few positions where I would look at them and say, maybe they don't quite have what they need. It's a very deep team, and Coach Chesney coming in, he has been a big fan of rotating players, whether it's on the offensive line, defensive line, and this team right now is just kind of built to not only be able to do that, but do it throughout the season, and if someone, gets hurt, they have an experienced option right behind them.
I would argue that given that they got 11 first place votes, they're probably the favorite to win the Sun Belt, just period. And considering what they did last year, it's, probably safe to say. But I want to ask, you lose Kurt Cignetti to Indiana. He takes a lot of players, and they have to hire, a coach from a smaller division. How was JMU able to maintain their success with a first-year coach, especially in this the portal giveth, portal taketh away? Can you kind of explain how it's all worked out for them?
I think a lot of it kind of stems from the former athletic director. He was always very comfortable hiring guys that came from programs that maybe weren't known for winning. Kurt Cignetti was like that at Elon and Indiana University of Pennsylvania beforehand. And, Bob Chesney at Holy Cross, and even going back to Mike Houston, he came to JMU from the Citadel. So the former athletic director, Jeff Bourne, always put an emphasis on hiring someone who was a former head coach because he thought that experience was very, very valuable. And so that's what he did with bringing in Bob Chesney. And I think Chesney we've started to realize around here, his connections run really deep with, people across the country. And I think some of the guys that he has brought in to play for him were guys that he actually recruited when he was at Holy Cross. And they kind of knew that they weren't going to come play at Holy Cross because they were a little bit more of an FBS talent. And he built those relationships 3-4 years ago, and they're kind of paying off now. And they paid off last year as well.
Why? And then I guess on the field, what was he able to pull off? I mean, what's been the secret sauce for these Dukes? I mean, like Bob said, I mean, they seem to be great at everything, but they came into this conference for football, and have made quick statements to everybody else?
I think for the most part, it's a very rich culture on defense for JMU. They've had a really top-notch defense since about 2016, which was the last time they won the FCS National Championship. And then even through coaching changes, that defense has always been really solid. They had a really good defensive coordinator with Lyle Hemphill last year, who was able to find some breakout players like an Eric O'Neill, who's now at Rutgers, and a Kyrie Manns, who graduated. But they were able to find some guys that could really lock it down on defense, and they were ball hawks, and they could turn the ball over. And I think that helped in games where maybe their offense wasn't quite what it would want it, what they would want it to be. I think everybody across the country saw the 70-50 win at UNC and saw a very explosive offense, but that wasn't always the case throughout the year. So I think their defense was kind of what held steady throughout the season and helped them get to what they see it for the most part as a successful season during Chesney's first year.
And Katie, the university has been successful really in all of its sports. And our associate was talking to a reporter in New Orleans who asked, how is it that James Madison has made such a big splash in the league so quickly? And he indicated that the James Madison athletic staff, starting with the athletic director, is a very proactive organization that's, you know, very bullish on their program, and they really promote their program and really push their brand. Is there truth to that?
I think there's a lot of truth to that. And JMU, for a very long time, had the same identity almost every single year, because I've mentioned him earlier, Jeff Bourne, that former AD, was there for 25 years, and there's not that kind of stability anymore in college athletics, it seems. And so when he retired at the end of last school year, he pretty much had handpicked Matt Roan to replace him and be the athletic director at JMU this year. So they had very similar minds. Matt Roan had used Jeff Bourne as a resource throughout his career coming up in the field. And I think because of that, you see this consistency where they're always willing to sell the JMU brand, and they're able to hopefully put in a position where they can capitalize and get their name out there in order to be successful.
And they have been.
Yeah. Is JMU the model success story of a team that needs to, or a school that needs to properly assess and build things financially as well as on the field of making that jump from FCS to Division One? Because I can't think of another school that, except maybe App State, probably might be the lone exception, but the way JMU is so well-rounded, they're probably the golden child. Is that a fair assessment? And also, what do you kind of point to for how they were able to just kind of come in and click right away?
I would say, in a way, yeah, it's them and App State. And I think when you look at those two schools, there are a lot of similarities, just kind of where they are in the U.S., the kind of communities that they have around them. But I graduated from JMU back in 2020, and when I graduated, I kind of always told people that I thought it was maybe at its peaking moment with athletics, and I was substantially wrong about that, and that peak seems to still be coming. And like I said, the consistency at athletic director has definitely helped, and kind of the financial bonuses that they have because they've had some high student fees for the last several years has probably helped a little bit, but they've made good coaching hires, and for some reason those coaches have been able to go out and find the right people in the sport that they're leading.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your predictions for how the Sun Belt shakes out? Who do you think is going to end up in the championship?
I would say, looking at JMU's roster and what I've seen out of them in the spring, I would say it would probably be a disappointing year if they weren't in the Sun Belt championship game. So I would say that I think JMU is coming out of the East, and out of the West, I do think it's a little bit more of a wild card. JMU plays Louisiana this year in the non-conference schedule, in the conference schedule. So I'm curious to see if that's maybe a precursor to a title game. But I would go JMU Louisiana or JMU Texas State, and all of them play each other this year. So it could be a fun little mix.
Kind of hard to argue with that. All right, now I want you to fill in the blank here, Katie, before we let you go. JMU's number one most hated rival is?
Oh, in conference right now. I know they have the royal rivalry with Old Dominion, but I think there's some bad blood still with JMU and App State that JMU fans want to see that win come this year.
So, no love between App State and JMU, is that what we're hearing?
Yeah, it's that one, and then if you wanted to go out of conference too, JMU plays Liberty this year, and there's not a lot of love between those two schools either.
Right. Well, you know, we've just learned to expect great things from JMU on the athletic field.
I think everybody hates to watch it in the Sun Belt because how well-rounded they are.
Yeah, no question about it. And it sounds like it's going to be another good one. Hey, I'm glad we found you. We're going to keep your number here, and we're going to call you some during the season and catch up with JMU as the football breaks loose. Is that cool with you?
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, Katie. Thanks very much. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Katie Harper is the JMU reporter for the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Very articulate, Andrew. Good job finding that young lady.
Of course. I got to shout out Shane Metlin. I think I'm saying his name right. I didn't realize there was like three different JMU reporters. Must be nice.
Yeah, exactly. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Braylon Braxton and maybe Chris Jones, if time allows, and get Andrew's thoughts about these two young men, both going to be very, very important to the upcoming football season. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, back on the road tomorrow, Andrew and I'll be down in Purvis at Ramey Motors. Look forward to always visiting with Dakota Baker and all the great guys down at Ramey's, and look forward to that. And you've already lined up a good show for us, Andrew. Man, you're doing the job this week. We got the...
Yeah, normally Kelly handles most of it.
we got all kinds of Sun Belt guys coming on tomorrow.
You know, I love how people like to rip on Kelly and stuff, and he rolls with it. But people don't realize some of our best guests are usually out of Kelly. So shout out to him. May he enjoy his vacation. That you could debate on if he needs it or not, but I hope he enjoys it. But, yeah, we've got... we'll be talking to somebody who covers Marshall. We'll be talking to somebody else who also covers JMU, but the Sun Belt as a whole. So we should have some interesting stuff.
All right, real quick, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine Kelly laying on the Waikiki beach in his new salmon-colored Speedo.
I don't want to close my eyes and envision that, nor do the listeners.
Let's move on. I regress. No doubt every good football team has to have a great quarterback. A lot of hopes that Braylon Braxton is going to be that guy. Kelly talked to him in New Orleans this week, and let's hear what he had to say, and let's get Andrew's thoughts about this young man.
Braylon, you probably could have gone a lot of different places. Southern Miss is not exactly the football mecca of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, no disrespect, but what brought you to Hattiesburg?
I would definitely say a relationship brought me to Hattiesburg. You know, I had a lot of conversations with Coach Huff before and during this process of transferring. And, you know, he kind of put in perspective that you can't really put a price on a great relationship. And what me and Coach Huff have is a great relationship. So ultimately, that's what brought me to Hattiesburg.
Did you have any idea when you played Southern Miss last year in Hattiesburg?
Oh, no, I had no idea.
But that he was even maybe talking at the time?
And it's so crazy because I didn't know anything about Coach Huff maybe even leaving until the week of the championship game. So it was like, that's the first time I heard anything about it. And then I was like, is this real? And then, you know, after we played the game, obviously he was on the plane on Sunday to come to Hattiesburg. So it was like, okay, this really happened.
One of the other coaches today in the interviews, coaches, said he wanted to congratulate Southern Miss on their conference championship last year. Very tongue-in-cheek about the number of Marshall players, you know, that have come over. When you hear people say, well, wait a minute, aren't these the guys that 6 months ago we were cheering against? And now we're supposed to cheer for? How do you answer people like that?
I don't know. You know, most of the people I've talked to have been really excited about it and been really happy because, you know, I mean, Southern Misses, they haven't had the success that they've wanted over the past couple of years. So, you know, anytime you get a chance to get some good juices going, you know, mm-hmm. get some hope going, I feel like that's a good thing for people. You know, people want to see the good and stuff.
Well, he went out there early, Coach Huff, at the basketball game last year and announced you as the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So, new offensive type system that's going on. So, tell us how you like the new setup and how much input have you been able to have, Braylon, as far as the offense being run?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Blake Anderson, you know, longtime head coach, so he sees everything from a different view than most offensive coordinators would.
And coached here before.
Yeah, and he's won here before. You know, the last time they were here, they lit up the scoreboard and they won a conference championship. So, you know, obviously, you know, that's good having his insight there. And then on the piece about my input into the offense, I've had a big input on it. You know, he's asked me a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, every new play that we put in, you know, how do you like it? How do you see it? You know, do you feel like it'll work? Yes, sir. No, sir. You know, that kind of thing. But as far as the similarities and differences from last year, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of similar stuff that we did at Marshall, and that was another big part of my decision making. I didn't want to, you know, completely switch offenses from my last year. I wanted to be familiar and comfortable with something that I was already, you know, had done and had success with.
I know that nobody's taken a snap yet, but I don't get, considering the importance of the quarterback position, that you're an award-winning quarterback, you're a proven winner, but yet we're still only picked to finish fifth in our division.
Yeah.
The math just doesn't add up to me.
I mean, like Coach Huff just said when we were in there on the podium, you know, they should have picked us last. You know, we were 1-11 last year, and, you know, that is very much the reality of what's going on right now. And until we go out there and snap the ball that first game of the season, we're just 1-11. But, you know, that's okay with us right now.
I'll bet the guys, and it is true that Coach has made you guys wear T-shirts that say 1-11, but some of you weren't 1-11.
Oh, and that's the thing, like, when we first got here, you know, we definitely had some guys like, I didn't go 1-11. I went 10-3. You know, I had to bring guys back to reality. Like, no, bro, we're 1-11. Like, Coach Huff always tells, he gives the analogy, like, if you, say you get married and the girl you marry, she has a crazy family. Like, you have to take, her family is not your family. Like, you married into crazy. So, you know, we knew what we were signing up for when we came to Southern Miss. We're 1-11. So, it's something that we all embrace it now. Obviously, like you said, we all wear the 1-11 on the back of our shirts, but, you know, we're just counting out the days till we get to change that. So.
Tell us about the guys up front that are gonna have to protect you.
You know, we have a good group up front. You know, we brought in the springtime, we brought in 10 new offensive linemen, and I felt like those guys had really good productive springs. And then in the beginning of the summer, we brought in another five. Another five group of guys that have had, you know, some playing time, some valuable college football playing time. And, you know, during fall camp, you know, we're going to get to, you know, mix and match and assemble and see who's going to run out there the first game of the season.
How have you improved most, Braylon, from your first snap at Tulsa to where you are today?
Man, I've improved tremendously, you know, from, you know, staying in the pocket and staying calm under pressure to, you know, being a, you know, check of protection this way to, you know, protect my blind side or if I know a blitz is coming. Or just all around, just being a leader and just learning how to be a quarterback of a team. You know, when I was a freshman, you know, oftentimes I found myself letting a lot of stuff slide because, you know, maybe I didn't want to get on somebody's bad side or I didn't want the older guys to not like me. But I've come to find that you know, when you hold people accountable and when you are a leader, you know, people gravitate towards you more. Because, you know, everybody, nobody wants to be bad. Nobody wants to do bad. Everybody wants to do good and everybody wants to have success. So, you know, people are going to gravitate toward, you know, what they think can make this successful.
Team goal first and foremost, but individual things. Any things you want to particularly accomplish this year?
Individual goals? Yeah. A goal I have set for myself, I want to lead the country in explosive pass plays. That's a goal that I have for myself, just me personally. And then, obviously, as a team goal, I just want us to get better every single week, you know, whether that be, you know, maybe the first game we score 28, you know, let's just keep building on that.
Well, nobody's going to complain if you put a bunch of explosive plays on the board.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that you found the people of Hattiesburg to be very accepting and very loving. What do you, final question, what do you have to say to anybody that might doubt about why should they believe in this year's team?
I think you should believe in this year's team because we're not the same Southern Miss from last year, the year before that. We have a completely new identity and a completely new team. We got a new head coach who's hungry. We got players that are hungry that they want to win right now. So, you know, come out and support.
Breland, thank you very much for your time and good luck to you.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right, Braylon Braxton, you know, you got to be impressed with this kid when you hear him, Andrew. He's very articulate. He's obviously very intelligent, soft-spoken, seems to be kind of a mild-mannered, just really polite young man.
Yeah, he says all the right things and probably then some a little bit. You know, and we've seen it mentioned by other players that he has played a really big role in helping the locker room come together. Chris Jones told me that, and I didn't even ask. Like, it's something he was quick to point out, and you know, it seems like on and off the field, he's going to be an important part. And yeah, you always want to say the quarterback's the most position, but I mean, it seems like they've got their guy. And yeah, I mean, he said all the right things, the things you want to hear. We'll see if he can follow through with it.
Fair to say, this is the first guy, to use your words, that we've seen around here in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. You know, I felt like they had chances. You know, I thought Trey Lowe, if he would have gotten more legitimate, I know the locker room loved him, and, you know, didn't quite work out on the field. Jack Abraham, you know, he had it. He was never healthy enough. Probably the last real guy that we've seen in Hattiesburg that was at least consistent was Nick Mullins. So it's been a minute. Quadre Griggs, yeah. Another one that worth pointing out, but again, he went around long enough. So, but of course, you know, my one thing is, man, hopefully he can replicate the success at Southern Miss. I mean, that's another layer of all this.
It's a lot of uncertainty in there.
Yeah, I mean, you think they're going to be good. They should have it on paper, but you got to see it come together. I mean, the thing with this team and the story of this team that not only should Southern Miss fans be paying attention to, but I think outlets across the country, this is the epitome of the new age of the transfer portal. I mean, if they win here, this is going to set a precedent.
And I think it's fair to say that going back to that basketball game last year, Coach Huff made it very clear who his quarterback was. Mm-hmm. There was no debate. There was not going to be any competition for the position. He really believes in this kid.
Yeah, I mean, they even put a graphic out on Twitter saying he's QB1. I'm like, man, they haven't even – we haven't even had fall or I think at this point they've had spring. But, you know, it's just we're in a different age. And, you know, it definitely speaks volumes to Coach Huff to be able to keep him and bring him in here because I know Braylon had some seven-figure deals that were options for him.
All right, you would agree Chris Jones is going to be important defensively.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to hear from him and get Andrew's analysis of that youngster next.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's get right back to it. That segment was sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. Miss Kathleen and all the great apparel At Campus Bookmart, 4th Street Bar and Grill will sponsor this segment, another great place to go for lunch, for dinner. For all the big ball games, check out the great guys, Slade, and all those wonderful people at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And don't forget about the Pine Belt News. It's your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. As a signature magazine, you could get the Pine Belt News delivered to your home for just $35 a year or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest and Lamar counties. If you miss a show, well, you never have to. You can find our podcast every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Real quickly, before we grab the interview, Andrew, scale of 1 to 10, how important will this next man, Chris Jones, be defensively for the Golden Eagles?
10.
A 10.
Yeah, 10 and a half.
All right. Let's hear from Chris Jones, and then we'll get a little more in-depth with Andrew about this youngster.
I think after Coach Hall left, Chris, people were saying, man, we have to keep, regardless of who the new coach is, we got to keep this guy, this guy, and this guy. And Chris Jones was on every list as the guy that we need to keep. You had the chance, I'm sure, to go lots of different places.
All right.
Why did you stay? What kept you here?
Coach Huff. Coach Huff and DC, he brought in Jason Seymour were the main reasons I stayed. I feel as if the culture and the mindset that Huff had coming in, I felt like that was the main reason I stayed. But Jason Seymour as the DC, he's came in and really showed me and taught me a lot of schematic parts of football and showed me how the game really goes, how to know what's going to happen before the play, how to know what to expect out of different formations and things of that nature. Really just put him overboard as one of the best DCs I've ever had. And he's the main reason I stayed for sure.
Was there anything in particular that Coach Huff said, though, that said, I'm sold?
Oh, man. When Coach Huff first walked in the door, he said he knew two players, and he said he knew two players, and one of them was me. So that really had me excited. I'm like, well, if he know me already, ain't no point in me leaving, you know.
So. Actually, let's back up to even high school. You had a lot of choices to go out of high school.
Right.
Was it about something just close to home, or was there more to it than that?
I'm a Mississippi kid at heart, man. I'm a Mississippi kid, and it just is a blessing to stay at home. And when I walked through Southern Miss doors, even when I was 16, 17 years old, I knew it was home.
You're still statistically really young, and to be put into this leadership position, how's it fitting? How do you like it?
Yeah, I'm still 18. I turn 19 tomorrow. It's a blessing, man. God gave me those leadership abilities at a young age, and that's really my message to a lot of guys. I mean, it don't really matter how old you are. I mean, you can have influence at any age. If God bless you with that, I mean, He blesses you at the end of the day.
So you talked about the new DC, Coach Einmark, coming in. Tell us about the biggest differences that fans will see on the field from our defense last year to the defense this year, generally speaking.
We'll be able to stop the run for sure. Able to stop the run, able to defend the pass. The main thing really was discipline. And I feel like that's what fans saw the most out of us. And you'll see that really on both sides of the ball. If you can fix discipline, everything else will fall down and fall in line.
Was a lack of discipline.
Lack of discipline, exactly. So, I feel that for sure, yeah.
Right, what about your particular skill sets? What do you want to work on to get better as an individual player?
This offseason, I really worked on my mentally as a football player. Like I said, Seymour's done a great job of coming in early in spring. I mean, I just met him 6 months ago, and I promise you, this is the most football I've learned in my entire life. And then physically and it's just really just working on my technique on the game, learning how to use my hands, learning how to, you know, just stay off line. And, you know, things of that nature really just helped me in the off season. And you'll see it in my play for sure. And you can really see the difference from my spring film and my film from when I played as a freshman. So, yeah.
Growing up as a kid, Chris, did you ever do any other sports?
I ran track. I ran for the Mississippi Track Stars when I was a young guy.
You look a little big to be a
Yeah, I actually did long jump. I was really a good long jumper until about I was like 12, and then, you know, after that. I ran track in high school, actually. I ran track in high school, but it wasn't nothing that I was just big on.
Okay, so what are some things that fans need to look for from this team this year? I know you projected to finish fifth in the West.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking, six wins would be a great year. But look, I don't know. I mean, I'm old, but I just think if you got a good, proven quarterback,
you're already ahead of the game.
Right.
So I just, am I nuts? Or to me, six wins is easily, well, nothing's easy, but you know
right.
what I mean.
Right. You're right. I feel as we will win more of the games than that, but that's really not the point right now. The point is, like Coach Huff says all the time, just creating that team and that bond and that cohesion on that field. So it doesn't matter if Penn State, Ohio State shows up, we'll be ready to play them at the end of the day.
Is there any aspect of the defensive side of the ball that you as a player think needs to tighten up before the opener against State?
Nothing particular, but I would say we just got to keep building cohesion like Coach Hunt says a lot. We brought in a lot of guys from a lot of different places, a lot of different cultures. And you just want to build that bond. If you can build that bond on and off the field, when it's crunch time, when it's fourth quarter, we know who we can depend on. We know who will have our back. So that's really big right now going into fall camp next week.
Football will end at some time, Chris. What's the dream job for you, if not football?
If not football, I'd probably say real estate. And that's why you build a lot of relationships, man. You build a lot of relationships. And that's really what I wanted to do since a young kid. Real estate and football didn't work out. But football,
so
for sure, is the
main. Selling real estate, flipping it, turning it.
Yeah,
that,
for sure.
The business aspect of it.
Yes, sir.
Is that what your degree is? Is that what you're studying?
Business and administration. Yes, sir.
Okay, so really, at least you know what you want to do. Most business majors don't have a clue.
Right.
Which is why.
Which
is why they get a business degree.
Right.
So, okay, you've got the ears of thousands of Southern Miss football fans listening to the Eagle Hour right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what you want to tell them.
I just want to tell them we're finna do it big how we never did it before. Nasty Bunch is back. Y'all got a good quarterback in Braylon Braxton. Y'all got a good D-line. Y'all got a good back seven. Just know Nasty Bunch is back. The defense finna be back, man. I got full confidence in Braylon Braxton that he's going to lead this offense. We're going to do it big.
I'm glad to hear you say we.
Yes, sir. We a team at the end of the day, and we're going to be the best team for y'all. We're finna bring Southern Miss back to the top.
Chris, we're so glad you decided to stay in black and gold. Thank you so much. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, another articulate kid, very well spoken. How, again, Andrew, what is the role that Chris Jones will play for this team?
I mean, he's going to be a centerpiece of that front seven. I mean, you know, he's a returner. He's one of the proven guys. I mean, it's crazy that he just turned 19 and he's a big part of that locker room. Now, of course, like if I was a physical specimen like he is, which I can only pray to look like that, and I'm 27, you know? I mean, my Lord, I mean, he looks like a grown 35-year-old man who's done 10 years in the NFL with how physical he is.
Right.
I did find it interesting that he was, working selling cars and real estate was going to be, real estate was going to be it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, that's, man, what a person to be selling real estate.
And you made the comment to me off air before we ran the interview that he's such an honest kid and he speaks honestly and says what's on his mind. I guess that's an example, but that's pretty refreshing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Especially now where you know they're so taught to speak a certain way, which I understand. Like that's part of the game, but you know, he has a way about it where he can still be so candid and he's polished with it to a certain degree. And I love covering Chris Jones. He's one of my favorite football players that in terms of media that I've enjoyed interacting with.
Interesting. You told me, too, you thought he could become the next great Southern Miss linebacker.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks that about him. I mean, he's, like I said, I mean, a physical specimen, right? And then also just, you just think he's got the tools. I mean, it just seems like it. And if it's coming together the way the game is for him mentally, the way he says it is, I mean, that's a massive part of it.
And undoubtedly, he could have gone elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure people were knocking on his door. I think that was a big keep for them.
All right, so we ran interviews with Braylon Braxton and now Chris Jones. Are those, you think, the number one guys on offense and defense going into fall camp?
I think we got to mention Josh Moten, who's going to be a key piece in that secondary and arguably one of their best players. In fact, if you go off the college football video game, he has the highest overall rating. So, on defense, I think you got to mention him. I think Berdarius Lewis is due for a big year. I know there's a few people that some players on the defensive side that we haven't talked about that are probably going to have big seasons. You look on the offensive side of the ball, I'm curious to know what running back's going to look like. I think they'll be fine at receiver. O-line is a little bit of a mystery to me.
15 new linemen, I heard Braylon Braxton say.
Yeah, and they did give guys a chance to compete in the spring, and those guys went elsewhere. So, yeah, it's going to be a really different team this year.
It's going to be really interesting. And I have to say, the more I listen to players and Coach Huff and other people around the program, you do feel a little optimistic that things are going to be a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, even a Coach Huff guaranteed he'll win more than one game next year, right?
So, that was reassuring.
Yeah, right? but, yeah, I do think in some ways people need to keep expectations realistic. It's only fair to them, but, you know, it's hard to gauge how the season is supposed to go.
All right, we're into football. We've got interviews with every coach from the West and both opposing Eastern Division coaches. We'll be running all of that in the weeks to come. We're going to wrap up this edition of the Eagle Hour, last segment coming up next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Former Southern Miss baseball great Luke Reynolds. He's the manager of DBAT. They're our fourth segment sponsor every day. They're on Hardy Street. We really appreciate their support of the program. It is a state-of-the-art facility, as we tell you every day, for baseball and softball training. Really beautiful inside. They got a lot of summer camps going on and also a great pro shop, so be sure you check out DBAT on Hardy Street, and then drive right down US 98 West to MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Brand new home improvement center for everything from home construction to home improvements to lawn and garden care. We're working on a pre-football opening remote there, and hopefully going to have a couple of the key members of the football team join us, but we're working on that right now with Hank Lott. And as soon as we know something, we'll let you know. Here's an announcement to Andrew Abbedy, and this is a pretty big-time basketball date.
Yeah, Miami University, you know, the Hurricanes, the ones in Florida.
Right.
They announced their schedule. Southern Miss is on there. They'll be playing there December 6th. I assume Southern Miss's basketball schedule will be coming out soon, but I've heard through the grapevines they've got some other big-time D1 games lined up this year, so it'll be a different schedule. Right. Than we're used to seeing.
Right. I heard actually just this morning three big D1 road games that they'll be playing. In basketball, are there any such things as money games? Is that what part of this is?
Yeah. And, you know, I think all these, like, yeah, they're money games. They're traditionally better programs, but I think Southern Miss will have a shot in all these games. So from what we hear, I'm not going to say two of them, but Miami's done deal. That's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. That's out there. I've tweeted it. So, yeah.
I had a long conversation this morning with a big supporter at Southern Miss, and he's a really big basketball supporter. And he believes that the team will be much improved from last year. And I know it's way, way early. It's a lot of new faces, which is kind of the face now of college basketball. How much improvement are you looking for?
A lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think bare minimum is that this team should be above 500 in the mix.
Right.
which up until last year we had saw the last 2 years. And I think they had some locker room problems. Curbelo caused his fair share, one just him though. But we'll see. I mean, it's a fresh slate. The last time Jay Ladner and company went on a fresh slate, they won the conference. So let's see if they can pull it off.
This in every way is a fresh slate. Am I not right? This is going to be a completely different organization.
Yeah. I mean, the entire staff's different. I mean, there's a couple leftover players. But it is going to be a drastically different team. I don't think anybody can accuse Jay Ladner of bringing in bad players, because when those players leave, they've gone on to be very successful on the court. Mm-hmm. I just think they have desperately needed to get it together off the court. And that's probably been their biggest crutch. And, when they won conference, Felipe Hase was like a second coach in a sense, and he was able to keep things together as well as Austin Crowley. So, can you find some sort of leadership that those guys were able to bring? That's a big part.
Well, it's tough to overcome the loss of two players like that in the same year. That's hard. And especially in the world today, you made a great point to me earlier today. You said Southern Miss is never going to get that real agile, all-American 7-foot center.
No.
And so Jay Ladner has a lot of disadvantages that other coaches don't have to overcome.
And not just Jay Ladner. We're talking most of the mid-majors. I mean, the Big East is an exception. But, if you got a guy who can shoot and is mobile and he's 7-foot, he's not coming to any team in the Sun Belt or CSA. No, he's going to the SEC or somewhere where he's going to be a top 15 pick.
Or Duke or North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are just rare. And if you can get a 7-footer who can just block and get rebounds, that's great. But, sometimes I feel like you just need guys who can play well as a big. I mean, that's kind of something that's eluded them since Jay's been here, even when they won the regular season.
Man, you put together football and basketball, there's a hell of a lot of uncertainty upcoming in there, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. They're completely new teams. They're
both completely new teams.
And honestly, women's basketball might even fall into that same category, although they got a couple holdovers. But, I mean, it's a pretty new team, too. I mean, welcome to the transfer portal world that is college sports.
No. Hey, real quick, back to football. Something I heard from both of the young men that we had on the show today is they're all very conscious of the fact it's a new team. And it seems to me right now that the big priority in their minds is chemistry, is building chemistry and camaraderie.
Yeah, well, I mean, like we just talked about with basketball, that's been the thing that seems to have eluded them. And if they're hyper aware about it in football, I mean, that's probably a plus. And, the perk of Charles Huff is he's been able to experiment and know what works and what doesn't. I mean, he was a big guy who was big into the portal in his days at Marshall, so I guess you figure that's a key piece of it. I mean, we talked about it all through baseball. It's culture versus money, but you got to have culture. It's still a part of college sports, maybe not as prevalent, but it's still a very key piece of it all.
All right, now that baseball is over, I think the word of the day as we move into the fall and winter sports is uncertainty.
Uncertainty and calendar slipping and I think, uncertainty is a good one.
All right, we're on the road tomorrow. We'll be down in Purvis at the Ramey Motors. Look forward to seeing Dakota and all those guys down there. Really do appreciate everybody that listens to the show every day. Sincerely, we do. We thank you and remind you we'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss to the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.